Commentator Peter Navarro has been watching from California as Congress probes Enron's business practices. He wants investigators to focus on Enron's track record in California, where he thinks the company did everything in its power to promote energy deregulation and then did nothing when the energy crisis unfolded.
Will the investigation of Enron's collapse unmask a far bigger conspiracy to manipulate our energy markets? That tantalizing possibility is racing through Western legal circles faster than a prairie fire in high winds. We here in California recall ever so painfully how Enron led a ruthless admixture of electricity generators, energy marketers, and gas pipeline operators as they mercilessly raised our electricity bills by over $50 billion in 2001. We suffered through rolling blackouts, bankrupt utilities, a faltering economy, and yes, soaring Enron stock. Now, California has a pending claim before the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to recover some of those lost billions. Numerous groups have also filed lawsuits to recover billions more, and any evidence of collusive behavior would surely give enormous weight to these claims. So now the federal government is investigating Enron. It will subpoena hundreds of witnesses, even as investigators sift through reams of internal memos, private cell phone records, hotel receipts, email messages, and executive calendars. Within this treasure trove of data, the feds may also uncover a smoking gun of Enron's massive market manipulation during last year's crippling electricity crisis. Such hard evidence has thus far eluded Western prosecutors as they investigate Enron and at least seven other members of a so-called energy cartel. Of even greater political consequence, the Enron investigation may also offer California's beleaguered Governor Gray Davis a face-saving way out of the $43 billion worth of ridiculously expensive long-term power contracts he signed. If it can be proven that these contracts were signed during a time of illegal market manipulation, a judge would surely render them null and void, and thereby spare Californians from being saddled with the highest electricity rates in the nation. Given these high stakes, expect Western prosecutors and politicians to lobby hard for an investigation that reaches far beyond the interests of Enron's beleaguered investors and victimized pensioners. And rightly so, because ultimately there is nothing more sacred in our economic system than truly free markets.
Peter Navarro is the author of If It's Raining in Brazil by Starbucks.